Little Heroes, page 81. You don't have to be large to do great things. Who hasn't heard of Mighty Mouse, who was always coming to save the day? There was even a song written about that particular cartoon mouse. It's funny how mice seem to be thought of as cute little creatures. But, although closely related, rats are a whole different story. For some reason, rats seem to have a bad rap. Most people find them rather disgusting. They are thought to be filthy little sewer dwellers that carry diseases. Even though this may be the case sometimes, not all rats are dirty scavengers. On the contrary, they are little heroes who are saving lives and limbs. I don't like rats, but there's not much else I don't like. The problem with rats is they have no fear of human beings. They're loaded with foul diseases and would run the place given half the chance. And I've had them leap out of the lavatory while I've been sitting on it. David Attenborough. Saving Lives. APOPO is a non-profit organization that trains African giant pouch rats to sniff out landmines and detect TB, or tuberculosis. The rats go through a rigorous training period before they go to work in the field. At least 6 countries are involved in projects using rats in this way. According to the APOPO website, there are currently 56 countries and 4 territories around the world that are affected by landmines. Mostly, these landmines are in post-war regions. A landmine is an explosive device that is shallowly buried in the ground. During war, these mines are intended to stop the enemy. However, when the war is over, the landmines remain hidden, and each year, many unsuspecting civilians are killed or maimed by these. Rats are being trained to find these landmines before they explode and hurt people. Tuberculosis is a widespread infectious disease that is caused by bacteria. According to Medical News Today, around 3 million people with TB are being missed by health systems through either lack of diagnosis or failure to report diagnoses. At APOPO, rats are being trained to detect the disease. It takes about 9 months to fully train a rat to detect TB in a person. Once trained, these rats are able to screen about 1,000 people a month. This program is proving important because the trained rats help to find patients who are carrying the disease and may not have even been diagnosed otherwise. Everyone can do simple things to make a difference, and every little bit really does count. Stella McCartney. Rat School. As mentioned before, it takes quite a long time to train a rat to the point where it can perform such difficult tasks. Rats are bred, and from the moment they are born, they are socialized and introduced to humans, different situations, and scents. The rats are then click trained. Click training means that a reward, usually food, is used to reinforce a particular behavior. A clicker is used to let the rat know when it has done the right thing. The rat learns that the click means food, and once it performs the expected action, it gets a reward. Then the lessons get more difficult. The rat is given a choice between smells. If it chooses the right one, TB bacteria or TNT, explosives, it gets rewarded. In this way, rats are taught to recognize the smell of explosives and TB. When rats are able to complete these tests, they graduate from rat school and are officially TB or IMAS, International Mine Action Standards, rats. APOPO is on a mission to develop detection rats technology to provide solutions for global problems and inspire positive social change. These rats are making a huge difference in the world. You don't have to be Superman to save lives. These little African rats are proving that. These little creatures have very special superpowers, brains, and sensitive noses. Reflect and connect. Diary. Are you afraid of any animals? If so, explain. If you're not afraid of any type of animal, then discuss why you think some people are. Give examples. Project. Find out more about the Apopo projects. Choose one of the countries listed on the Apopo website and give a presentation to your peers. Writing. Do some research on rats to find out the facts about these animals. Write an essay in which you can present your findings. Make sure to organize your essay into paragraphs. Language bank. Bad rap. Sewer. Dwellers. Scavengers. Landmines. Rigorous. Device. Unsuspecting. Infectious. Diagnosis. Socialized. Sense. To reinforce. To graduate. Solutions. To inspire.